Everyone has something to say about what is home, and that is...
Hi, this is Mark Ruffalo, and you're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra.
Here is an announcement I have been meaning to say for weeks now. This is a film series here in lovely downtown Craryville, New York, in Columbia County, right there on Route 23 at the old Random Harvest, which is now the new Random Harvest store spot right there on Route 23 in Craryville. So Random Harvest has teamed up with Mumbet's Freedom Farm, and they do a lot of really awesome cultural events. They have some dance parties there. They really try to hold community space up there on the second floor. And they're doing a film series called Four Elements. Four Elements. That's right. Water, Earth, Fire, and Air. The next film coming up is the theme of Earth. And the movie is The Seeds of Vandana Shiva. This film will be shown February 17th at Random Harvest on the theme of Earth. And then in March, on March 10th, on the theme of Fire, is the movie Gather. And then in April, on the 14th of April, on the theme of Air, is Queen of the Sun.
WGXC underwriting support has been provided by Dedicated Presentation Solutions. Allow DPS to turn your audiovisual how-do-eyes into here's-how-you-cans. Visit dedicatedpresentation.com or call 845-475-8465 for more information. Dedicated Presentation Solutions, your audiovisual partner.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Jack Schoonover of Los Angeles, California. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Aaron Nolan reports in the Times-Herald Record, the Attorney General's office says it will appeal an Ulster County judge's recent decision dismissing a murder charge against the New York State trooper accused of killing 11-year-old Monica Goods during a high-speed chase on the New York Thruway in 2020. Last week, Ulster County Judge Brian Rounds ruled there was not enough evidence to prove Trooper Christopher Baldner acted with, and I quote, depraved indifference to human life, end quote, when he crashed his patrol car into the Dodge Journey driven by the Brooklyn girl's father. No matter the outcome of the appeal, Baldner currently faces a second-degree manslaughter charge and three counts of second-degree reckless endangerment for the Brooklyn girl's parents and sister who were in the vehicle, too. And Baldner also faces reckless endangerment charges for a different incident in 2019 when he crashed into another vehicle on the thruway, and six reduced counts of first-degree reckless endangerment related to both incidents because the state failed to prove Baldner acted with, and I quote, depraved indifference to human life, end quote. The appeal attempts to reinstate the second-degree murder charge. And you can read the full story in the Times-Herald Record. Ted Remsnyder reports in the Daily Gazette that Ward Stone, New York's wildlife pathologist for over four decades, died February 8th at Columbia Memorial Hospital in Hudson. Stone, 84, grew up in Columbia County and is survived by six children and his longtime partner, Mary Behan. His daughter, Montana Stone, said, and I quote, "There's not many people who have been able to come from a one-room schoolhouse in Spencertown, New York, to accomplish all he did, from being a Navy corpsman in Vietnam to speaking at the United Nations and discovering diseases like West Nile, end quote. Roger Downs, the conservation director of the Sierra Club Atlantic chapter, said, and I quote, in his position as state wildlife pathologist, Wardstone shone a light on environmental threats long before others could notice them and gave a science-based voice to nature in times of crisis when few other state officials would listen, end quote. Stone's work with the DEC ended after a New York Inspector General's report in 2012 claimed that Stone used his workspace at the DEC's Wildlife Resource Center in Delmore as his residence and also used the agency's vehicle for his personal use. Read the full story in the Daily Gazette. Mid-Hudson News reports that the Terramore Outdoor Resort has withdrawn its plan for a gambling resort along Route 212 in the town of Saugerties. Spokesperson Jenny McCullough said in a February 8th letter, and I quote, after careful evaluation, it was determined that the project did not meet criteria across several key benchmarks to warrant moving forward, end quote. Kathy Nolan, senior research director for Catskill Mountain Keeper, said they opposed the project for environmental reasons, saying, and I quote, it became apparent that what was being proposed for this site, really an outdoor resort, was not going to be sustained by the water supply, was going to damage important ecological resources, and was going to greatly reduce the quality of life, end quote. A grassroots group, Citizens Against Terramore, also formed to oppose the project. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. Liz Montgomery reports in Porcupine Soup that the Bank of Greene County is opening a new branch in East Greenbush. President and CEO Donald Gibson said, and I quote, while we have had a significant presence for many years in the capital region, this will be our first branch in Rensselaer County, end quote. They hope to have the new branch open at 602 Columbia Turnpike in East Greenbush later this year. Currently, the Bank of Greene County has 21 branches and offices in Albany, Columbia, Greene, and Ulster counties. Read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXE sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
WGXE is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Michael Alterman of Cairo, New York. WGXE's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXE as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXE sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXE.org and click Donate. Thank you for your support.
This is deprogramming from the Universal Media Network.
Number 10. 2023 album This Stupid World from Yellow Tenga. That's Sinatra Drive Breakdown on 90.7 FM WGXC.
Number nine.
Next, we're going to hear 2023 new music from Shay Lingo, Roger Taylor, and Queen. This is My Radio.
Grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Grandma said I got the soul of an old man, so even when a signal dropped and I lost her, I stuck to the program. Cause time ain't waiting for no man. She tried to cool me before she passed. We used to talk on a lot of things. Presented her views better than the news. So I tuned into that, not the politics. When my frequency dipped, she was propping it. She delivered me a broadcast on a roadmap that's been helping me navigate populace. Now I got a grip like an octopus. So whether we parlayed on the dark days or the ways that we channeled were topicless, she gave me the tools and I got it fixed before it rained and it rolled in my consciousness. Yeah.
I sit alone and watch your light. My only friend through teenage night.
Chip on my shoulder, kid. Like a dog with a bone, I'm a Doberman. Getting lit and recording the sober bits. Now they gave me the wisdom, I wrote with it. Come and sit with me, baby, it's been a while. The devil got a lot of different styles. If they try and lock you in so they can push the agenda, it's okay to spin a dial. The white noise can be very loud. If the volume confusing, then bring it down. Realign the antenna and bring it down. Don't let them play with your vision now.
And watch your life.
right, next we have new music from 2023 from John Cale. This is called Noise of You.
Was the noise of you?
Next here's 2023 music from Deerhoof. The song is called Sit Down and Let Me Tell You a Story.
Thank you.
That was Negative Land from 2023 from their album Speech Free. That was Tape the Pain in Place.
Number
7 7 7 7 7 7.
The Soft Pink Truth there with Wanna Know from their 2022 album. Is it going to get any deeper than this?
Number six.
Here's 2023 new music from Meg Baird. She used to be in the Espers. She's had a long solo career since then, and this 2023 album is called Furling, and this is Star Hill song from that album. Thank you.
numbers.
Five.
Next is 2023 new music from Algiers, with help from Sam Herring from Future Islands and Jay Matthews from Boy Harsher. This is the song called I Can't Stand It on 90.7 FM. Next, we're going to hear 2023 new music from Shay Lingo, Roger Taylor, and Queen. This is My Radio.
Grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference.
Grandma said I got the soul of an old man, so even when the signal dropped and I lost her, I stuck to the program. Cause time ain't waiting for no man. She tried to call me before she passed. We used to talk on a lot of things. Presented her views better than the news. So I tuned into down on the politics. When my frequency dipped, she was propping it. She delivered me a broadcast on a roadmap that's been helping me navigate populace. Now I got a grip like an octopus. So whether we parlayed on the dark days or the ways that we channeled were topicless, she gave me the tools and I got it fixed before it rained and it rolled in my consciousness. Yeah.
I sit alone and watch your light. Again with you.
cause it can get stone cold in these streets, and they love to chisel the consequence. Why you think I got chip on my shoulder, kid? Like a dog with a bone, I'm a Doberman. Getting lit and recording the sober bitch. Now they gave me the wisdom, I roll with it. Now they gave me the wisdom, I roll with it. Come and sit with me, baby, it's been a while. The devil got a lot of different styles. If they try and lock you in so they can push the agenda, it's okay to spin a dial. The white noise can be very loud. If the volume confusing, then bring it down. We align the antenna and bring it down. Don't let them play with your vision now.
Your life.
Number
three.
Next, let's listen to 2023 new music from Columbia County percussionist, composer, jazz musician, and more, Bobby Previtt. This is Dark Current Mariner 2 on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Thank you.
Two.
New music there from Paramore. The News is the name of that song.
Number
one.
Here is 2013 new music from James Brandon Lewis. Someday we'll all be free.